We have the pleasure to greet this afternoon or almost evening Roland Chauville, who is the founder and the head of the UPR Info. We heard yesterday Jean-Claude, who told us all the work they had done and some of the studies, so we're not going to come back on that, except that just for your information, yesterday it was some kind of primer. we were the lucky. we were lucky to have some of the first information because the press conference releasing this study had just happened the day before, so it was really brand new information, and we're probably one of the first training session where this was presented as such. So it was quite an interesting element. But what we have to keep in mind is that UPR Info is not doing, and I wouldn't like you to have this wrong, is not doing just studies on the UPR Info UPR process. Much more than that. I mean, it's a regular instrument that all of us should use and can use and should use through the internet, because you have really all the resources you need for your country, and you have also a much easier way to see what is going on, where is the process today, where is the information, and all of the information which you have on the Office of the High Commissioner are also on the UPR. So, for example, when they give you the calendar, first, they were the first one to release a new calendar for the new cycle, until you had the official one from the UN, and now you have the official one, and you can have it through the UPR Info. So the thing is, it's easier to use if you're not you don't have a precisely you're not used to navigate through the Office of the High Commissioner's website, which is sometimes slightly complicated because, of course, it has information on many, many other issues than just the UPR. So upr.info is really really something very very important for our tools. And so Roland will do a short introduction on, again, some of the main elements, the way he sees his personal views on the main elements we should have in mind in preparing for the second UPR, for those who still have it coming. And then we'll do the final exercise that was planned in all the different workshops of the day. That will be some kind of a synthesis on the obstacles, the powers, the forces we have to challenge, and the forces that support our work for the UPR. And Roland will be with us for this exercise, for this work, and he'll make a comment, and we'll have a small dialogue on this work at the end of the workshop. So right at the start, I'll give the floor to Roland, who will speak in French.